She has some space.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome, welcome. Stand up, please. My name's Brandon. Come to the front of your mat. Ragdoll pose. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Put your feet on 12 o'clock. Bend your knees a little bit. Grab onto your elbows. Drop your head towards the ground. Open up your two eyes and focus them on one physical point and see that one point clearly. And just notice how it may take a few moments for you to come into clarity. You just land here on your two feet, spread out your toes. Your eyes are your metaphysical feet. Really see that one point that you chose to look at clearly. Let the tension in your neck dissolve. Relax your jaw and create ujjayi breathing in and out of your nose. If you can't breathe through your nose, breathe in and out of your mouth. Vinyasa is a breathing system. You don't need any knowledge to practice vinyasa. You'll accrue self-knowledge because it's a revelation being on your mat. I acknowledge that you're here on your mat. You just got to show up to practice. And thy will be done. Something moved you to your mat. Something's moving you around on this planet. It's got your back. And to drop your head, open your heart, and serve this energy just by moving with intention and skill is really at the heart of growth. It begins physically, expanding our lives and standing for something that we want to have happen on this planet begins with physical health. Straighten your legs a little more. Wake up your hamstrings. No tension in your neck. Through your nose, take a big breath in. Open your mouth. Ha. Bring your hands to the floor. Downward dog. What a great thing that you said yes to your yoga practice. You could have been anywhere in the world and you chose to be on your mat tonight. This is evidence that you want to grow. So generate ujjayi breath. This is really the foundation of our practice. And that's brought forth through listening. Generous listening. Make the sound come from your throat. Breathe in and out of your nose. The aperture of the throat narrows. And you want that sound to be like wind moving through a tunnel. Pin your index finger knuckles, middle finger knuckles into your mat. Discover where the fingers meet the palm. And those are your power points, your index and middle fingers, the knuckles where they meet the palms. Press those points down to your mat. Lift your sitting bones to the ceiling. Yeah, and give yourself an assist. Bend your knees a bit. More muscle energy through your arms and your hands. Sitting bones up to the ceiling. Let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Huge breath in. Empty it out. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Stretch out your 10 toes. Create space between your toes. Your whole yoga practice is a practice of creating space. Not as a concept, but literal space where air can flow through. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the left. And this is your measure. For empowerment, is your breath is sound. It's a great contribution to this room, this space. When you breathe, you could bring your bottom knee to the mat. You adapt, you modify, you make this work. Square your hips to the floor. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the right. If your bottom knee's not on the floor, up the ante. Lift your bottom heel off your mat. Squeeze your bottom quadricep, pull it into the bottom thigh bone. Now belly to your spine, press your mat away from you, reach open more. Walk forward, bring your feet together. Bend your knees, lace your fingers at your lower back. You can use a strap. Spread out your toes across your mat. Now with your knees bent, stick your butt out. Tilt your pelvis to the back of the room. Lengthen your spine. Take a huge breath in. Bow forward. Now keep your toes long and vibrant and turn your inner ankles back. Press your outer ankles towards the floor. Straighten your legs. Bring your hips towards the front of the studio. Relax the tension in your neck. It'll accrue there as you hold a pose. The tension will build, and this is perfect. We're just gonna comb through the body and look for tension, and on purpose, release it. Excess tension, let me say excess tension. Build good tension in your legs. Straighten your legs some more. Lean into it. Drop your hands to the earth. Ground your feet in your mat. Stand up. Lift your arms to the sky. Spread out your fingers like you're going to catch a ball. Have that consciousness in your hands. And do the same thing with your feet. Spread out your toes. A little bend in your knees. Lift the front of your pelvis to your belly button as your tailbone drops towards your mat. You could go the other way and drop the front of your pelvis down. You want to discover neutral pelvis. So once the front and the back of the pelvis are even, straighten your legs, pull your belly to your spine, and from your core, ground your feet in the floor, rebound up through your lateral body, through your arms, into your fingertips, and beyond. Go stretch. Bring your hands to your heart center. Three ohms. Look up to the ceiling, reach your arms to the sky, breathe in, bend your knees, bow forward. Make your hands touch the floor and complete it. Let the tension in your neck dissolve, let the tension in your face dissolve. Lengthen your spine, halfway up, breathe in. Step back, high plank. You can bring your knees to your mat. Lift your chin away from your chest, breathe in. Come forward and halfway down. Up dog. You could do baby cobra with your pelvis on your mat or even your chest on your mat. Downward dog. Now make your breath audible so you can use it as a measure for presence. And it doesn't matter what rate you breathe at, what velocity you pull the air in or you push the air out or how loud it is, as long as you can hear it. It's going to take work for you to listen and commit to create an ujjayi breath. And it's practice. You'll develop the knack for it. Breathe in, breathe out, push your mat away from you, walk to the front of your mat, flat back, breathe in, set your gaze about 6 inches in front of your toes, and while you're down there, put your feet on 12 o'clock and access the space in your pelvis by bending your knees a little more. Fingertips are grounded on the floor by your toe tips, and with your knees bent, stick your butt out, press your collarbones to the front of the studio, and your fingertips grounded on your mat, feels like you scrub your mat back, lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Step back, high plank, chin up, away from your chest, breathe in, chaturanga. Up dog, don't rush the process, relax. Sway from side to side. You can lift your chin up away from your chest a little bit, just take out all the straining from the pose. Downward dog. A committed gaze. Really see what you're looking at. About five counts. Huge breath in. Empty out. Build some fire. Press your mat away from you. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up, breathe in. Crystal clear gaze. Bow forward. Sweep up, hold your in-breath. Tighten up your quadriceps. Pull in. Bend your knees, bow forward. Lean into it. No tension in your neck. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Gonna be game for the struggle, the inherent coming apart, that it's the foundation of growth. Feel like when you breathe in, your skin swells. Act like your skin is a third lung. This is vinyasa, expansion, contraction. We want to move to that pulse. Big breath in. Empty it out. Uddiyana Bandha. Pull your belly to your spine. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up. Forward bend. Sweep up. Bow down. Breathe in and out of your nose. Make your lips touch each other. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Just awakening the channels of presence, which is listening. Cultivating generous listening, multidimensional listening. You're listening to the sound of my voice, the sound of your breath, perhaps the breath of the people around you, but listening. And notice you're becoming more spacious and available and receptive just through listening. Huge breath in, empty out, Uddiyana, belly up. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back, forward bend. Chair pose, bend your knees, drop your hips close to your mat. How close? So your legs burn. Look at your feet. If you can't see your feet, you need to sit back into the center of each heel. Just see your toes. Activate your quadriceps, sit about 5 to 6 inches closer to your mat. Pull your belly up to your spine. Now charge up your arms, spread out your fingers. Huge breath in, bow forward. Complete it, let the tension in your neck dissolve. Flat back, low plank. Up dog, pause, fully present in your gaze. Down dog, right side warrior one. Big step with your right foot. Drop your back heel to your mat, stand up. Take your arms to the sky. Embody your feet. You may have to look down at your feet, line your heels up. And if you feel wobbly or unstable when you put your heels on one line, bring your front foot over to the right side of your mat and put your front foot on 12 o'clock. You can make your back toes go between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And how much space between your feet front to back. Discover that. Front knee, if you can put it at 90 degree angle, that'll have optimal blood flow into your right hip. It's a hip opening pose. And in order to access the space in the pelvis, you gotta awaken your feet. They're intimately connected. Spread out your toes and firm up muscularly your back quadricep. Pull it into the thigh bone. And when you're squeezing your back quadricep tight to the thigh bone, you feel your back thigh bone rotate internally. Take your left hip forward and your right hip back. Really good. Now decompress the lower back. Lift the front of your pelvis to your belly button as your tailbone drops to your mat. Now belly up, spread out your fingers, and let's breathe together. Inhale, exhale, breathe in, breathe out. Huge breath in. Drop your hips closer to your mat. One more, fill up. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. Up dog, down dog. It's just a meditation and motion. Left foot forward, warrior one. Now, when we move into a pose and we hold a pose, there is still movement. It's your breathing, and this is the vehicle, the transportation of mind to body. This is what transports your mind to your body. And it's really specific, the science of the practice. Always start with what's touching the floor. This is the warrior's path to become sensitive to source energy, not as a concept, but feeling the earth underneath the skin, the muscles of your feet, and creating good space so you don't lose touch with what matters most. And in a physical practice, it's always your foundation, your relatedness to earth. No more earth. Spread out your toes. Tighter in your back quadricep. You're building earth, stability, and fire. It's a metabolic fire. Now feel all that energy get triggered at the pelvis. Lift the front of the pelvis to the belly button. You feel that space in your lower back. Now keep it neutral. Belly to your spine. Lower ribs, contract them into the midline of your body. Puff up your mid-back. Very good. Now tighten up your triceps and let's breathe together. Inhale, exhale, committed gaze. Breathe in, breathe out. Big breath in, big breath out. Your biggest breath in. Bring your hands to your mat, low plank. Man, feels great to return to the body. Up dog, down dog. You know, pump the air. Relax the muscles in your face. It's easy to get tense and rigid around the nose or the lips or the jaw when you breathe ujjayi. Make that your aim, breathing. We're just going to move with breath. We're not going to stop. It's not about doing it right, keeping up. Just even get a little messy. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Sit low. Bow forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Make it about getting as much air into your body as possible. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog, left side warrior one. Don't rush away from the peak of the pose. Get up there and experience some new space. Hands to your mat, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Open your eyes. Breathe in. Empty it out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Chair pose. Bow forward. Flat back. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Complete your poses. Don't worry about getting to the next space. Be full. Live the life that's here. Low plank. Upward dog. Down dog, left side warrior one, smooth, it's melting ice. Get up there, feel it, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Bring your feet together, lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, stay here, or keep going, flip over. Locate the center of each heel. And you may want to bring your feet in a little closer. Make your feet parallel to one another. So you don't lose your vision. You don't lose your gaze when there's a pose that's challenging. It's the first thing you set is your gaze. And then you can be up to something bigger. Breathing. Who cares what the pose looks like? Lift out of your bottom shoulder. Good. High plank. Bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. You develop this knack of witnessing if the breath is flowing or if you're holding your breath. And then you take right action to build your relationship with air. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Be conscious of your back foot. Don't lose touch with your back foot. Usually out of sight, out of mind. So you could peek at your back foot. Make your back foot perpendicular to your mat. So it's straight up and down. Your back heel and the mounds of your back toes are on a vertical plane. Bring your hands to your heart center. Prayer twist to the right. You can stay with your hands in a prayer. Investigate your foundation. It's not something that you just do once and then it's complete. It's the practice of keeping your relationship with the floor alive. Your feet, the ambassadors to the whole pose. You can straighten your arms. You can put a block under your lower hand. Don't force anything, though. Let your breath be the measure for the shape of the pose. If your breath is sound and flowing, you're in a good space. If you can adapt and modify and create stronger breath flow, then that's the path to empowerment. Doing less and accomplishing more, creating more space. Ground the center of your front heel in your mat. Take a huge breath out. Warrior two. Line up your heels. Put your front foot on 12 o'clock. Back toes between 9 and 10 o'clock. Side angle pose. Do you see how you have to use your eyes and make direct contact with your feet? So your brain and your feet make direct contact. There's communication. There's relationship. On an exhalation, wrap your upper arm around your back. It's just a game of connecting the dots. Breath and movement are one. And then you have the physical alignment, and you're tuning up so you feel lighter. Your relationship with gravity. About five more counts. See, if your butt sticks out and your upper body drops forward, you're going to put a lot of pressure on your lower back and your front knee. So lift the front of your pelvis to your belly button as your tailbone drops to your mat. Yeah, now scapulate into the midline of your body. Take a huge breath in. Look down, chaturanga. Up dog. Pin your knuckles in your mat and glorify it. Lift your chin up a little bit. Just don't strain your neck. Down dog. Good work. Bring your feet together. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip your dog. So you consider your physical foundation. The lower, whatever's touching the floor. Plug the knuckles in your lower hand in your mat. If your lower hand cups, you put your lower shoulder at risk. Lower wrist at risk. Now press down and radiate out through your four limbs. The extremities. High plank. Bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the left. Take your right arm to the sky. A good modification is bringing your left knee to the floor. Really, a lot of the time, the path to empowerment is giving things up, like giving up the concern for looking good, even to ourselves, you know? Low plank. Not here to prove anything. Up dog. Down dog. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. We're actually here to bring into view of what's possible and also what's blocking what's possible. And usually it's just a lack of relationship with our foundation. You could add a few inches or subtract a few inches of space front to back, but be an inquiry if you can create more stability. Bring your hands to your heart center, prayer twist to the left. Now put the foundation to the test. Bring in the air. Lots of air. Both feet on 12 o'clock. Back heel up. Now once your back heel is up and you're grounding the center of your front heel in your mat, pull in the back quadricep. Pull in the heads of the thigh bones to the pelvis. That feels like you're wrinkling up your mat front to back. Pull in. Now press down in your mat. Rebound, lift up, and twist more. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Wrap your upper arm around your back. Bring your chin to your back shoulder. Now, inquiry is not analysis. Inquiry is the work of studying but not arriving at an answer. So be in the inquiry of what neutral alignment is in the practice. It's your own authentic way at arriving into a weightless relationship with gravity. It's really the dance of in-breath and out-breath, expansion and contraction. A few more counts. Big breath in. Look down, chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Huge in-breath. Empty out. You're doing great. Stay the course. You're doing great. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bring your hands to your heart center. Prayer twist to the right. The fact that you said yes to showing up for your body, that's great. Now all you got to do is just stay in the room. That's it. If you need to modify, you can do that and separate your feet a little bit. But ground the mounds of your toes in your mat. Turn your inner ankles back. Press your outer ankles towards the floor. And you're adjusting the level of your hips so your hips are below the level of your heart. Now you can overuse one leg. We usually overuse the right leg on the side. So just distribute. Shift the weight from foot to foot, leg to leg. Outer shins in. Very good. Now you stay with your hands in a prayer. Pull your thumb knuckles into your sternum or straighten your arms. You can put a block under your lower hand. You want to give up straining in this pose. Yeah, be a yes for the struggle. That's tapasya practice. When you want to come out of the practice and you stay in the practice, you stay in the pose. A few more counts. Let whatever's coming up to the surface burn away. Just hold good space for it. Bring your chin to your chest. Now corkscrew through the length of your spine. Drop your hands to the mat. Separate your feet, hip width distance. Hook your big toes with your peace fingers so the palms face in towards each other. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Bow forward. Take your elbows out to the sides. Bend your knees enough that you can get your chest flat on your thigh bones. Now keep the chest and the thigh bones connected. At the same rate, begin to straighten your legs, pull the crown of your head towards the floor, and lean into it. Elbows out, relax your jaw, make the skin and the muscles in your face soft. Go ahead, straighten your legs, go ahead, straight, lean into it. Great work, let go of your toes, crow pose. It's an awesome awakening for your hands and your feet, the path to the core. Five, press the inner edge of your feet together. Four, claw the floor, knuckles down. Three, belly up, be ready. Shoot back, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Big breath in, empty it out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up, forward bend, stay the course. Bend your knees, thunderbolt. Bring your hands to your heart center, prayer twist to the left. The practice is designed to bring you to your knees, basically. Your spiritual knees. Close your exit doors and just stay and do the scrub work. You're scrubbing your gut. You're polishing your brain. Stay with your hands in a prayer and pull in. Thumb knuckles to sternum. Elevate off the fronts of your thighs or straighten your arms. Foundation, foundation, foundation. A lot of the times just embodying your feet is gazing at your feet. Wherever your attention goes, energy flows. Aliveness happens. About five more counts. Can you feel your bum drifting out to the right, perhaps? Track it over the heels. That's it. Take your right hip crease back. Lengthen your spine. Lift up. Twist more. Drop your hands to your mat. Separate your feet hip width distance. Gorilla, walk your toes past the crease of your wrists. Get your toes past the crease of your wrists. Go ahead, get under there. Halfway up, breathe in. Bow forward. Receive your feet with your hands. Be conscious of the skin and the muscles and the bones of your hands. Now receive your feet with your hands. Be conscious of the skin, the muscles, and the bones of the feet. And feel a merge. Great beginning point to discover the holistic nature of the poses. It's the hands, the feet, the skin, and you work your way in. Lift the back of the thigh bones up to the ceiling. Yeah. Feel your sitting bones spread out. Great work. Lean back. Slide your hands out from underneath your feet. Bring your feet together. Press your feet down in your mat. Stand up. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Ah, eagle pose. Drop your arms by your side. Bend your knees. Wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm underneath your left arm. Five. 1 point. Choose 1 point and see it through. Four. Lift the front of your pelvis to your belly button. Tailbone descends to your mat. Two, now pull into the center line of your body. Sweep up. Left side eagle pose. You gotta love your limbs. You gotta embrace your limbs wholeheartedly. The joint systems, take them through their range of motion. Bring some stress into the legs and the arms. Pull them into each other. Squeeze your thigh bones together. Press your elbows into one another. Breathe out. Sweep up. And flow right side. Five. Go right in. Get into your zone. Clear gaze. Four. Unmessable with. Committed to one point. One thing. Three. Pull into the center line. Contract in. Two. Sweep up. Left side. Eagle pose. Just collecting attention at the midline of the body. It's a power center where the right and the left half of the body meet. Not overusing the right, the left, plugged right into the midline. Now belly up, support the lumbar spine. Breathe out, pull into center line. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out, breathe in. Open your mouth. Ah, great work. Standing leg raise. Bring your feet together and balance on your left leg. Bring your right knee up to the level of your waist. Stay here with your right hand at your knee and your left hand at your hip, or straighten your upper leg out in front of you. One, two, three, four. Take your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. One, two, three. Breathe anyway. Four. Bring your upper leg to center. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Airplane pose. Fill your limbs with air. Imagine they're like hollow tubes. Bring your hands to your heart center. Half moon. Be devoted to the process. Stay in it. Stay in it. Don't abandon yourself. Stay with your foundation. It's a great discovery in half moon when you locate the big toe mound on the bottom foot. Press it into the mat. Feel the rebound up through the bottom leg. Stay here or half bow. Neutral pelvis. Belly to your spine. Five. Now lower ribs in. Four. Three. Full shine. Go for it. Two. Ragdoll. I felt the shine. I felt that. Bring your hands to the floor. Bring your feet together. Press down, stand up. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Standing leg raise, left side. One, two, three, four. Take your upper leg to the left, gaze to the right. One, two, three, four. Track your leg up to upper leg back to center. Take your arms to the ceiling. Airplane pose. Feel the air come out past the ring of your nostrils. Feel that. That's devotion. That's metacognition. That's the big view. It's just to feel. Earth, air, fire. Lengthen your spine. Hands to your heart center. Half moon. And the water, the element of water is alive, that attributes in the joint system. So you could maybe bend your bottom knee a little bit and then firm up the bottom quadricep. So you're not rigid in the joints. You could bend the knee at call whenever you want to. You can adjust, adapt, be malleable, stay in the process. You can take half bow. Five, lift this arm up. Four, three, two, ragdoll. Good work. Bring your hands to your mat. Bring your feet together. Press into the floor. Stand up. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Ha. Tree pose. Balance on your left leg. Bring your right foot to your left inner thigh. Bring your hands to your heart center. Centering each heel through the middle of your ankles. Pull the lower quadricep into the thigh bone and water. Pelvis, front of your pelvis up to your belly button. Tailbone down towards your mat. Now fire in your belly. Belly to your spine. Lower ribs, this is a contraction into the center line of your body. Your mid-back expands. Upper back, the thoracic spine, bring your shoulder blades into the midline and push your spine into your chest. Take your arms to the sky. It's just the science of embodiment, moving from point to point in the body so you don't drift off. Huge breath in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to the floor. Keep your gaze. Tree pose, left side. This is your route to reality. Your gaze. Your physical practice of setting your eyes on one point, not to the right or the left. No strain on the muscles of the eyes. No strain around the region of the eyes. But a power line where the energy comes off your eyeballs and it hits a physical point. And I say that because your energy could come off the eyes and just fall short. It's got to hit a physical point. You got to see it through that physical point. Arms high. We want energy moving through. We want to have breakthroughs out of the old space into new space. And this is the practice of creating inner space, is your gaze. Spread out your fingers more. Pull your upper arm bones to center line and then to the back of the room. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Come up to the front of your mat if you're not there. Press down. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Fold forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog, right side warrior one. You're doing great. You just got to keep moving. Be a yes for keep moving. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle pose. Hinge forward. Bring your right hand down to blocks to the outside of your front shin. And now check your foundation. So placing the blocks is a big part of creating your foundation. Blocks mid of the shin, the front shin. That way your wrists, your shoulders make a vertical line. Five counts. From the core, ground the feet into the floor and rebound up to the legs. Lift your quadriceps up under the thigh bones. Now belly to your spine, longer fingers. Breathe out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips and face the left side of the room. Look down at your feet and make them parallel to one another. Spread out your toes. Lift your arms to the sky. Drop your right arm by your side. Bend your elbows and catch your hands at your upper back. It's good to locate the thoracic spine. Now pull your elbows to the midline of your body. Press the floor. Breathe in. Bow forward. Do some investigative work at the feet. You want equal amount of mat space behind your heels. You just got to be really intentional with your foundation. That way you can be up to something bigger than just doing yoga poses and trying to fit in and do the right thing. And you just let it be the science of you listening to the sound of your breath. The pose is just the container for self-study. That's it. Access and space we wouldn't normally access. So there's a different psychology that arises when we breathe. And we stay through that. That's a healing shift of staying with what we feel, not running. Breathe out. Stand up. Face front. Keep your bind. It's an awesome heart opener. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Fold over your front leg. You got it. You got it. I'm going to put these on a block so I don't get crushed. Lengthen your spine and create more space in the lateral body between the right hip and the right armpit. Very good. Lift your right lung up a little higher so it's even with the left lung. Good. Twisting triangle. Put a block underneath your left hand. Bring your right hand to your hip. Now you want to create some space so you can maneuver around the hip square to the floor. You can bend your front knee. Five. Four. Three. Press down your mat. Lift up. Twist. Two. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle pose. So feel your feet from the inside out. You could look at your feet. Like I said, just bringing your gaze to your feet, you're charging your feet up. This is what intention begins with, a vision, an aim. Five counts. And make your aim to fill up with air and empty with air. That's it. pose is perfect if you're breathing. Breathe out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Face the right side of the room. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Drop your left arm by your side. Catch your hands at your upper back. Press down. Collarbones up. Breathe in. Fold forward. So if you're really intentional at your foundation and you build on rock, then you'll have good space and the airflow will be there. And this will light you up intuitively and creatively. You will have discovered the practice as a moment-to-moment phenomenon of waking up, of living fully, not as a concept, but fully embodying each breath. So the in-breath engulfs the body. And when you breathe out, there's a purge. Psychological, physiological stuff. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Keep your bind. Face front. Step your back foot halfway up your mat. Lift your collarbones up to the ceiling. Breathe in. Now move from the bones. Collarbones forward. Sitting bones back. Like you're kind of playing tug of war with the spine. Now can you seek out where there's compression? It's usually in the left half, where the left between the left hip and the left armpit. Feel that. See, and then you overextend through the right lateral body. Symmetrical. And now lungs even. So lengthen. Lift the left lung up a little bit. Twisting triangle. Put a block under your right hand. You could put the block to the outside of your front foot. Some of you are ready for that. Some of you have the block to the inside of your front foot for years. It's time to take it to the outside of your front foot. Okay, five. Four. Go forward. No, yes. Three. Press down your mat. Lift up. Twist more. Two. Low plank. That's good. Up dog. Down dog. High plank. Low to your mat. Four, three, two, one. I'll tell you, you see results from this practice when you commit to the practice. I tell my students 3 times a week at the minimum. 1 time a week is great. You know, that's a good beginning. Just show up to the same class every week at the same time and devote yourself to it. It's just showing up for yourself. That's all it is. You're not getting graded. There's no scales. This is just a check-in. That's it. Flip your head to the other side. Your body's your great informant. It's your best friend. And if you just hang out with it for a little while, it'll reveal to you secrets that you would have no way have discovered without embodying. Embodiment. Like really living in your body. Okay, bring your forehead and chin to your mat. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Pull your legs and your arms to the center line of your body. Go tight with the quadriceps. Pull in. Triceps, pull in. Now press down into your mat and lift up. From your pelvis to your 10 toes, create extension. Five. Four. Lift your collarbones off your mat. Press the back of your neck to the ceiling. Two. Come down to the floor. Join us. You can do it. Okay, same pose, maybe a different arm variation. You make the call. Ready? Pull in. Press down, lift up. Come on up. Move from your bones. You got to locate your bones. Inner thigh bones, lift them to the ceiling. Upper arm bones, lift them to the ceiling. Make your neck long. Three. You can press your belly into your mat. Two. Otherwise, pelvis down, go up. Come down. Bow pose. You can do one leg at a time. You just reach back, bend one knee. You can take the opposite arm forward. All right, pull in. You see how the thigh bones splay out? Pull them in. Now press your pelvis and your mat and come up. Train your pectoral muscles to relax. They're usually tense. They're the muscles that cover the heart, the outer layer of the chest. So soften them up. They have a tendency of being really tight. The pectoral minor muscles. Five. Activate your quads. Four.
Three, get the air up over the collarbones. Get it in there. Two, come down to the mat. One more bow. You got this. You got it. Bend your knees. Catch your ankles or your feet. Some good pain. Pull in, press down, come up. What a unique feeling. The experience of bow, especially around the throat, the region of the heart, the deep front line of the body. Now feed your quadriceps. They're oxygen-starved muscle groups, and they're at work. So fill them with some intention. Five, four, three. Feel the effort it takes to surrender the upper body. Two, come down to the mat. Up dog, great work. Come on up. Don't get stuck on the floor. Down dog. Camel pose. Drop your knees to your mat. Come up to the front of your mat. If you want to fold your mat over, see some padding under your knees, you can do that. You can put a block between your thighs. Now you can stay with your hands at your hips and curl your toes under. And that's a good space just to keep in the vinyasa. You want to do the best you can of staying out of child's pose right now because it's a forward bend. Maybe you lay on your back if you need to rest. And okay, here we go. Pubic bone to your belly button. Stay here, drop your head back, or reach back and grab your heels. Five. Four. Easy, easy. Three. Two. Down dog. Bridge pose. Jump through the space between your hands. Lay on your back. Press your feet in your mat, lift your hips off the floor. Create your space. Come up. I expect when you're bridge, do bridge. Five. Four. Three. Two. Shoulder blades in. Yeah. And come down. Open your eyes. Open them up. All right, bridge again. Or wheel pose. Reset your feet. Put your hands outside your shoulders. We won't do many of them, but I request that you're great right now. Yeah? You act great. Shoulders, hands wider than the shoulders. Okay, pull in. Thigh bones, upper arm bones in. Press down and come up. You're already here. Struggle with it, unless you're injured. Huh? Five. Four. Three. Two. Come down. Open your eyes. Open them up. Open them up. All right, two more. Did you say that wasn't bad? Okay, then we got to do four more. No, we'll do three more. We'll do three more. Ready? Ready? Set? Press down, wheel pose. Five. You can come to the top of your head. Four. Three. Ooh, look at you. Two. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to your mat. Do you know you could do that? Look at that. Okay, so open your hands wider. This one's going to be great. Open them real wide. Yeah. Okay, last one. Are you happy this is your last one? Are you happy about that? That's no big deal. How about be happy because it's your last one? Practice that. Practice happiness. Like, oh, okay, I'm good, ready? Or don't. I don't care. Press down and come up. You're already happy? Okay, let's see it. Let's see it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, straight arms, 4, 3, 2, bring your chin to your chest, come back to your mat, bring your feet together and drop your knees out to the side. I was just having a big discussion about this with my mother today, about how happiness is a talent. Straighten your legs. Stretch your arms to the back of the room. Take a breath in. Empty out. Big breath in. Empty out. One more. Big in breath. Empty it out. Pull your knees in your body. Rock from side to side. Bring your chin in the opposite direction of your knees. Flex your feet. Dead bug. Grab the outer edge of your feet. Splay your knees out. Pull your feet, your shins, and your knees down towards your mat. Keep the length of your spine on the floor. And just feel where, what's the foundation? The back of the head. Maybe you have the natural curves of the spine there. But pull your feet, your shins, and your knees down more. Yeah, breathe into your groin. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs on a vertical line. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Let's do it. Come on, let's do it. Legs up. Shoulder blades up. Chin off your chest. Breathe in. Exhale, go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale. 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 40. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Keep your legs as they are. Sit on your forearms. You gotta go quicker, you know, more out breath. Legs down 1/3 towards your mat. Lift your head and shoulder blades off the floor. Legs down another third towards your mat. Drop your legs 2 inches from your mat. 4, breathe. 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Bring your knees into your body. A bicycle. Go for it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Keep going. Straighten your legs. Keep your legs pulling into the center line of your body. And opposite elbow to opposite knee. Get in there. Get gritty. That's it. Chin to the center of your chest. 10, 9, 8. Stay with it. Stay with it. Exhale, 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 exhale. Pump, pump. 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Sit on your forearms or arms by your side. 2 sets and we'll be complete. Legs down 1/3 towards your mat. Legs down another third. Watch his head. Legs 2 inches from the floor. 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Bring your knees in your body. Twist. Take your knees to the left. Bring your chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes. Relax your belly, your jaw, your neck, muscles in your face. And just explore the tightness that the twist reveals. And breathe into that space. Bring your belly to life. Have a heart-to-heart conversation with your belly. You just move it around, you know, especially doing the belly down back bends, doing core work, doing twists. We're having a conversation with our bodies. And our bodies don't lie to us. Bring your knees up to center and over to the right. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. The foundation of healthy living is a body that's been examined, loved, and filled with attention. Anything you bring attention to begins to expand. Wherever attention goes, energy flows. Energy starts to move. This is where flow begins, is your energy, your vitality, your energy, so your life energy, your bioenergy starts to move. You start moving it from point to point in your body with conscious intention, with mindfulness and pranayama, breathing. It's really a simple science. You just practice it and you become more embodied, more related. You have a deeper relatedness. Bring your knees up to center. Grab underneath your thighs. Rock and roll head to heels 3 or 4 times. Really connected with the body. You know, the bones, muscles, skin, front, back, right to left. Across your ankles, down dog. Half pigeon, right side. So create your foundation. That's whatever's touching the floor. Be intentional the way you put it on your mat. You can put a block underneath your right hip. You can lay on your back and do a figure four. You can put a block under your head. You can curl your back toes under. But be intentional the way you create it. And then drop your head and surrender to gravity. One of the most diverse physical systems that that I've encountered for self-awareness. That's right, the foundation of meditation is asana, is exploring from point to point in the body. And then the body starts to have some pull, some magnetism. I mean, this is what brings us back to the mat. The body requests it. Somewhere the body wants a move, the body needs this. And it informs the mind, and the mind says yes. This is why I said, just saying yes to your practice is it's a big step forward. Just showing up. And then showing up moment by moment. Giving up what you have to give up. Whatever's going on in between your ears, the narrative, that'll suck you right in unless you're intentional about breathing and disrupting that narrative. Pull the air in through your nose and maybe pause with it for a moment and then push it out of the nose. Relax your jaw and move the breath into your feet. Flex your upper foot. When you pull the air in, have that. It's almost like your imagination. You feel the air move through the nostrils, down through the windpipe into the lungs, and then there's like a sonic movement, like just a movement from the lungs out into the body, a wave of intention. And you want that to land in your toe tips and your fingertips and the skin. I was referring to the skin as your third lung before. Access that space of expansion and contraction. The body becomes wise. Without this, the body becomes numb and the body becomes dull and the body loses its informative power. I had a student in Boston the other day. I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. No, in like a month or so. And I was like, oh, it's just like, yeah, I've been away with a wrist injury and I had a pinched nerve in my wrist, and I didn't know what was going on. I went to the doctor, and it was interesting because I had my phone in there with me, and the doctor asked me if that's how I hold my phone all the time. You know, and he showed me how he holds his phone. He's like, he gets his phone in his hand, and he bends his wrist, and he looks at it, and he's like, and then I realized that every time I was using my phone, I was cranking my wrist. I didn't realize it till someone told me about it, though, and they told me to look. And then my doctor said, just stop doing that. Stop doing it. And this is really what's at the heart of the practice. We learn to give up patterns in our body that we weren't even aware of. This is that whole context of physician, heal thyself. The body becomes your informant, and you start picking up on patterns that you would in no way have otherwise picked up on. It's because the body's intelligent, and you're in communication with the body. Take a breath in. Empty out. Down dog. Half pigeon, left side. Especially on hip opening poses, we begin what's revealed to us is maybe how we're leaning on one side of our body all the time. And then you know that hip begins to get real tight. And then when you explore in pigeon, you don't have as much space on one side as the other. And that just informs you to pay attention on the, off the mat. You begin to see that there's patterns that you're falling asleep to off the mat that are creating a lot of suffering, just physical suffering, physical tightness. And one of them is not being connected to the feet. Embody your feet. Spread out your toes. I remember when I first started pigeon, I thought it was impossible to flex my front foot. But over years of practice and just sending an impulse from my brain, I'm a yes for flexing the front foot. I'm committed to that. And then I'll drift off and you'll feel the front foot kind of go numb or dull. And then you recommit to send an impulse to the front foot to flex it. You break down that pattern of dullness and you rewire the mind-body connection. You feel it just by flexing your front foot. You're attuning into the left hip, creating a power line of awareness from your front foot to your left hip. This is that game of connecting the dots. And you cover the whole ground of your body through a system like this. I tell you, when the body's lit up and vital, our heart opens up and we start wondering what's possible in our lives, in our relationships, in our craft, in our offerings. Any tension in your jaw or neck you can give up. And feel the inherent tension of the in-breath. Feel that, how that shapes the pose on one level. Listening for your in-breath is the practice of touching what's right here, right now, living the life that's right here, right now. As we become more in tune, creating our physical foundation, we realize life flows when we're right here, right now, not when we take a train ride off into the future. And we're just ruminating. No, we're breaking that up. We're disrupting that by being intentional with our foundation, with our physical body, priming it up with prana, pumping air into it, softening up the skin, locating the bones, moving from the bones. Just meditating on the body in space. About 10 more counts. Stay with it. What matters most is that you keep the continuity of your breath. And you'll feel that as a space that you're creating. The air pulls in, it clears your space. You get into a space, a zone, where you feel powerful and unmessable with. And from that space, we have the courage to request what we really want from life. And we realize we're the agents that can create that. That's what we're doing on the planet. We got some work to do. And that work starts just by living in the body. A few more counts, stay with. Take a breath in, empty out, double pigeon, stack your right shin on your left shin, foundation, ground your sitting bones in your mat. See, it's so easy to get lost in a practice like this because the heat brings up a lot of, bring a Pepsi here, unfinished business in the body. Especially when you start exposing this muscle tissue that will just kind of not be exposed. It's protected. It's guarded. Because we know we have to sit with ourselves and manage our lives when we start prodding into these spaces. Flex your feet. And lean forward, relax your jaw. Are you doing okay? Okay, okay. Disrupt business as usual. Keep pulling the air in. Disrupt that sticky narrative. Listen for the beginning of your in-breath, the middle of the in-breath, the end of the in-breath. Experience the beginning of the out-breath, the middle of the out-breath, the end of the out-breath. Be an artist with your breath, even in-breaths, even vocal out-breaths. Right, breathe in. Empty out. Sit up. Switch legs. Is your first practice after Columbia? Is this your return from Columbia? Yes. How's it feel? Good. Just return back to your body. Feel your sitting bones. Roll forward in your sitting bones. Bow forward. Relax your neck, jaw. Lean in. You okay? And eyes, conscious. Whether your eyes are open or closed, be conscious. Look through them. Look at the back of your eyelids, the back of your forehead, but look through them. That's your refuge. That's your true refuge, is coming into your senses. We have so many false refuges, but the true refuge is your gaze and your breath, your presence, your being here-ness, moment to moment. Got to disrupt business as usual. This is why stepping onto the mat and just getting gritty, you know, doing the rudimentary physical work to stay healthy. Showing up this moment, full in your gaze and your breath. Staying the course, giving up what you must to stay the course. Few more counts. Flex your feet. And breathe in. Empty it out. All right, sit up. Ooh. Straighten your legs in front of you. Seated forward bend. Begin with your knees bent. Bring your chest flat on your thigh bones. Grab your feet. And when you grab your feet, you can put a block at the bottoms of your feet. You can put your four fingers on the baby toe edge of each foot and your thumb pads on your big toe mounds, your big toe knuckles. Okay? Lengthen your spine and fold forward. Now go tight. You got some good space here. Yeah, go tight with you. Pull your quadriceps into the thigh bones and press the back of your thigh bones to your mat. It's good if you have your knees bent a lot. As long as you're breathing, chest to your thighs, drop your head to the floor. Scoot your bum away from your heels a little bit more, just a little bit. Yeah, there's some good pain in there to explore. It'll just fester. That blocked energy will fester. Pull it up. All right, sit up. Inverted tabletop. Hands behind you about 10 inches or so. Fingertips to the side walls or the front of the studio. Press down, lift your hips up to the ceiling. You can drop your head back and feel your throat. Feel the cylinder of your neck. Pull in your triceps. And make your thigh bones longer. Lift the front of your pelvis to your belly button as your tailbone moves to the front of the studio. Pull your belly down to the spine, pelvis up, three. press down, two, bring your bum to your mat. Move up to the front of your mat and lay on your back. Turn upside down, waterfall pose. Put a block under your sacrum and put your legs on a vertical line. It's hard work, embodiment, especially if you've got emotional wounds, you know, that just, we store them in the body. It's just talking about unfinished business. It's to uncover, discover, to discover new space in your life. Not as a concept, by literally creating space in your body. You just look, it's evidence at the end of class. You're breathing more. You can move, you know, just practically, you can move around with more ease. You're more receptive to life-giving food. You can feel, you can actually feel food that doesn't have life energy when the body's vital. Once you plug into source, it's like, you're like, oh yeah, I got work to do. And that's to take care of these bodies. They need love, they need attention, they need to be embodied, they need to be lived in. The master needs to be home. I loved how Buddha he talked about the presence of being, and he made the metaphor of like a house that has lights on. Thieves don't come to houses with lights on, you know, and your body is your home, and when you're present, the lights are on, and you're awake to these energies in life that just begin to pull energy. They suck energy from you. You're awake to it. They're patterns, whether they're in relationships, patterns with food, patterns with your computer, with your cell phone. You can bring your knees to your forehead, your feet to the floor. You can stay in plow with the backs of your thighs lifted up to the ceiling, or bring your knees by your ears, curl into a little ball. I'll tell you, there is so much right now in life that'll pull us from embodiment. And we're leaving the body more and more and more. About 30 more seconds. It's so important to get our heads out of the screens, out of everybody else's business, and put our attention on our bodies and deal with all that unfinished business that's under the surface that makes us nervous, anxious, not at ease. Gotta pull that stuff up. And this is a lot of what we experience in practice. As we're pulling, we're drawing this energy out, we're unblocking it, we're creating flow in the body again, remembering what matters. All right, take your blocks out of the way. Bring your butt to the floor and pull your knees into your body. Straighten your left leg down on your mat, take your right knee to the left side of your body, supine twist. Come back to center, pull your knees into your body. Straighten your right leg down on your mat, supine twist to the left. Yeah, begin relaxing your throat. You know, you wanna give up ujjayi breath now. You don't want any more sound in your breathing. Just start cooling down. Just like a turtle would put their limbs in their head into the shell. That's kind of what we do in Shavasana. We draw in. We've been going out a lot, our vision out. Now we're going to turn our vision back in, develop some insight. So come back to center. Bring your knees in to your body, feet flexed. Bring the bottoms of your feet together, drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. If you want to put a towel over your eyes, do that. Just don't let the towel drape over your ears. You've got to keep the air canal open so the sound waves that are in the air can reach your consciousness. You don't want light reaching the brain. That's why you put a towel over your eyes. You do want sounds reaching your consciousness. So the ears open. And it is just, it's just like you're looking at a screen internally. Just watch as a field of awareness. Your body is just this big field of sensations and awareness. And you look in this field. Develop the capacity to look inside. And to not get lost in thought. Just to see them pass through your field of awareness as a thing. It's just a thing. It takes up space. It's a thought. It's not even yours. It just passes through you. This is why meditation allows us to become authentic, so we're not believing our thoughts. And there's an old saying that says, be quiet and don't believe your thoughts. And don't believe your thoughts. And don't believe your thoughts. Practice detachment. Listen out here. Fill the yoga studio with your listening. And fill your body with your witnessing, your watching. Take a big breath in. Open your mouth. Take a breath in. Open your mouth, let it go. Roll over onto your right side. Curl up in a fetal position. Keep your eyes closed, sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center and sit up straight. Three ohms. Pray hands to your forehead center. Breathe in. Together we say namaste. Peace and love. Good work, you guys. Good work. Good work. Will you go eat some watermelon, please? Go get some water-rich food in your body. Go for some salt. Get some salt in your body, water, and be happy, huh? Be happy you're alive and healthy. I'll see you soon, okay? Don't slip when you come up here. Put your blocks away and purple piles, blue piles. If you've got a yogi toes on the mat, they go in the hamper. Stay on your feet. I'll see you. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.